backwards and say what was different between the higher and the lower, the outlier, because there's an outlier there, people surviving less well and better. So was that a reflection of the treatment they had, or is it just chance?
Yeah.
And you should be able to do that.
Yeah, which we can go back and look at. These are the 5-year relative survival for the two cohorts of patients in 2005, 6 and 1990-91. And you can see that in all of the regions, the survival is much better for the 2005-6 cohort at 5 years than it was for the 1990-91 5-year survival. So 98% now, it was 94%. And again, they're significantly higher everywhere. We didn't have any data for Northern Ireland and Scotland in the old days.
South East Coast has not moved, and the rest of people got better. So it's actually...
You've always been very good, Mark.
I think, but this is when you do the adjustment for the good survival of the people that live in the South Coast. You have to remember these are relative survival. So it's survival of people with breast cancer relative to the population as a whole. So if your population as a whole has a better survival, your relative survival will look much better if you're using the UK as your life tables. Once you start using life tables that are appropriate to the region, your better survival is there, and your better survival for breast cancer looks less good because your people survive better anyway. I'm not decrying any of this, but those differences disappear if you actually account for how well people in the southwest and southeast coast survive anyway, relative to people in Scotland or in the northeast or the northwest. So just going through.